Okay, this is Parakhas and Hilchos Nizkei Mamon, continuing halachas about Muad and Tam. Halacha Aleph, Rambam says, Shor Shel Yisrael, Shenagach Shor Shel Hekdesh. Okay, O Shel Hekdesh, Shenagach Shor Shel Yisrael. Okay, so let's say you have an ox that belongs to a Jew that gores, and in this case, we mean a Jew, it's a non-consecrated ox that gores an ox that's been consecrated for the Mikdash, or vice versa, Pater. So it's Pater from any type of financial liability, Shenemar, Shorehu. All right, doesn't belong to your friend. They'll call a kachim shayim behen din nizikin. And by kachim, we know the halachas of damages have to do with me'ila, which is a stealing from the mikdash, and not regular damages. When it comes to things that are hektish that have defects in them, yesh behen din nizikin, they do have monetary liability attached to them. Bein sheiziku, bein shehusku, whether they damage or damage is caused to them. Sherei yatsu lefidyon liosu chulin, because now they're ready to be redeemed and to become non-consecrated. Halacha beis, shlomim shiziku. So let's say there's a korban shlomim, an animal that's consecrated for that type of korban. Shiziku gova mibsaram. So let's say it causes damage. What do you call it? You could take it from ve'ena gova mina basar. So what that means is that literally means damages. It can cause damage. Damages can be collected from it. But it does not collect from the part that is goes into the mikdash on the mikdash kenegan ha'imurin against that portions which are actually burnt on the mikdash. Sha'imurin shall kachim kalim ma'olam behen, because again the imurin, so again the basar that belong, the meat part that belongs to the baal that he's going to consume, that you can consider as financial liability, but not the parts that go on the mizbeach, because me'ila applies to them. Me'ila V'chein toda sheizika gova mibsara ve'ena gova mina lechem haba ima sheina lechem miklal basar. So too a korban toda, we could that let's say it was involved in damage, we could take from its meat, its flesh that'll be consumed, but not from the lechem, not from the bread that's brought with it, because that bread is actually considered to because it's brought as part of the korban. The lechem, the bread is not considered part of the basar. Halacha gimel. So what does this mean? V'keisa gova, how does a person collect that which is owed to him? So he and the people that are involved with him, okay, they go ahead and eat from this basar that's been consecrated, okay, the amount of meat equivalent to half the damages, what do you call it, that he incurred. The ketzad, right? So what does this meant? Ain't a gova connected anymore. And what does it mean that we don't, what do you call it, collect what he's owed from that which is on the parts that go on the mizbeach? Let's say he was supposed to collect half the nezek, the worth of a dinar. And let's say all the meat plus the organs and limbs that go on the mizbeach are worth 2 dinars. The basar below imurin shava dinar, but the meat without the imurin is considered worth excuse me, dinar v'chatzi, a dinar and a half. Eino gova shnei shlishi habasar lechatzi basar v'ad. You only take what he called half of the meat value and not 2/3. Halakadav v'chein. Shor hefker shehizik pater. Okay, so too, switching gears a bit, an ox that has no owner that causes damage, there's your pater. Shneimar shor rehu achiu nechasim yuchadim lebailim. So it has to be what do you call it? The ox has to be the property or belongings of an owner. Ketzah. So what does that mean? Shor hefker shenagach. Right. So let's say an ox that has no owner gores another ox. The kodem sheyitfos oso anizak. Right. And before the person whose property was damaged, what do you call it? Takes the possession, so to speak, of the ox that gored, the zachabo, hareis zepater. What do you call it? What do you call it? The other person is no longer, but right before he's about to take possession of the ox to pay back for the fact that this that it gored his ox, someone comes along and is kona and purchases, so to speak, or acquires that ox that gored. He's pater from paying for it. Lo, not only that, elashram yuchal bailim. Right. So too, if an ox that is the belongs to an owner, shehizik, that causes damage, and let's say after the ox caused damage, I was clever and I consecrated for the mikdash or I made it ownerless, then I raise the pater. I'm pater from paying anything. That's the key point in the Rambam. The animal must have an owner at the time that it caused damage, as well as at the time of what do you call it, payoff. So let's say a shor that belongs to a Jew. Whether that gores the ox that belongs to a non-Jew, bein tam muad, doesn't matter if it's a tam muad, pater. While if sheena goyim mechayav and it's adam abahemto shizika, because in general what we say is that non-Jews do not hold someone responsible for damaging any part of their animals, right? Anadanon lahem kidineim. Therefore, whatever their laws are, we follow their laws, so to speak. However, if it's vice versa, if a shor belonging to a non-Jew gores an ox belonging to a Jew, bein tamei muad, doesn't matter what the status of the animal is, misham lezeh shalom. You have to pay, he pays full. Kanasu zilagoyim. Now, this is a penalty, a fine imposed on non-Jews, if he she'enon zahirim b'mitzvos. So not really careful in observing, obviously, mitzvos. Einam esalken hizikam. So therefore, they do not remove things that might cause damage. They don't take precautions. And if you don't make them obligated to pay for damages caused by the animals, they won't guard them. And therefore, they're going to end up allowing their animals to destroy, in general, people's property. Halacha vav. Shor tam shehizik, right? So let's say a shor that is tam causes damage. So if the person, if the owner sells the animal prior to the time to, assess the property and pay off, even though it's sold, the person who got his property damaged can still collect. And afterwards, the purchaser who then bought it, now he can go ahead and pay the difference and get the difference from the original damager. So the nizak can still take from the person who purchased the animal. Yeshlo. Because once the animal gored, there's a rumor, there's a reputation it has. And the person who purchased it should not have purchased it until the person who got his stuff damaged was paid back for his damages. Let's say the owner of the ox that caused damage makes the animal consecrated for the base of Mikdash, or raise a Mukdash, lo yomru, hektesh yotzev lo pidgin. It's considered hukdash because we don't want people to say that an animal that was hektish can be redeemed, can go out from the mikdash without some sort of redemption. Shachto goba nezek mibsaro. So if you shacht it, you slaughter it, then the person who got his stuff damaged can take from its meat. Nasu matana, if it was given as a gift. Mash asa asli, what was done was done. V'yigba nizak yimenu, and the person whose property was damaged can collect that which is owed to him from the animal. Halaches hizik v'alma bedin. Let's say an ox caused damage and there was a trial. And then after the trial was over, he sold it. Eino mocher, then there's no sale. Higdisho, and if he tried to makdash it after the judgment was brought down, eino mokdash, doesn't work either. Natsunu matana, loss of klum. And he tries to give it as a gift, it doesn't work. Kadmu bale chobo shamazik. Okay, so let's say the creditors of the owner of the ox come forward because they're owed money. The tafsu, and they try to grab it and take what's owed to them. Bain shachav sh'ad shalo hizik, bain hizik ad shalo chav. So it doesn't matter. What do you call it? If they, at what point they collect it, if it was before or after the damage was done, lo zachu ela haniza govimana. So the creditors, they don't get anything. Rather, it has to, the nizak, the person who had his property damaged, he always goes first. Shafilo haya shobale chobos mitchila, because even if it was belonging to the creditors at the outset, vezek can cause damage, raise a govimigufo. He's still entitled to that which is owed to him. So the nizak wins out. Lakates muad shahizik. So let's say a shore that is a muad causes damage, bein amma bedin, bein shalom amma bedin, whether the trial took place or not, v'gdisho, o machro, o naso matana, o shachto, and then, again, the shor muad caused damage, and I either afterwards consecrated it, sold it, gave it as a gift, or slaughtered it, mash as osi, what's done is done. Kadu balechobos v'nigu, right, but let's say the creditors who are owed money try to, what do you call it, take the ox away, bein chav lahem achelo hizik, bein hizik achelo chav, so let's say they try to take the ox. It's regardless when they take, again, it's a shor muad, doesn't matter whether it did or didn't do damage, they get it. Because the person whose property was damaged gets that from the mazik, which is his highest level property. But all the owner's property is, so to speak, on lien. So the idea of yafa doesn't apply anymore. And therefore, that's why the creditors can take it. Halacha yud. So when Bezin comes along and they're chayef to go ahead and take property belonging to the person who caused the damage, okay, to give over to the person who was damaged, go min metaltalim tchila. So they always take from movable property first. And lo hayu metaltalim klav. Let's say he had no movable property, oshalo hayu metaltalim gneg kol nezek. Or let's say he had movable property, but it's not equivalent to the amount owed from the damage. Go bin asharmi nakarka mina yafesh menichse amazik. So then you get the rest from that which is non-movable property, i.e. real estate, from the best amount as to the at the amount that's owed by the damager. But as long as I could find any movable property, even if it's of a lower quality, we always take that first prior to taking any of his land. Let's say the person who caused damage dies prior before paying the nizak. Beis Din cannot go ahead and take movable property of the kids el lekarka. Rather, they have to take from the land. The gova nizak min haziboris, and they take from the land that's worth the least. Minesha nizak nasek kebal chov, because now the person who's owed money because the damage is now considered a creditor. The metatlan einim shuban lebal chov, and movable property is not considered something that the bal chov, a creditor, can control. Now, let's say the person who had damage cost him did take the movable property from the mazik, from the damager, gobelo mehen achermoso. So payment from the damage at that point, can be used to pay off even after he died. So the gonim were the ones who said, the gonim came down and created a takana that any debt that's owed to a creditor, right, can be actually taken from movable property. And this became the popular ruling for all courts. Therefore, that's why damages can be taken from a tatlan that belongs to the kids. But if no movable property was left over, then they take from the cheapest land. Because anytime you take from the property of the kids, Ella, you only take Ella Miziboris from the cheapest property, Kamosha Yizbar, like will be explained. Lachy Gimel, Ein Anizaka Mishtalman, so damages should never be collected. The Ein Chayav Mekofer, nor the Kofer, which is the additional fine payment to be used. The Ein Abeheba Nereges, and an animal's not killed. Ella, in all these cases, Bereiya Berua, Uveidim Hakshem Lahoy. So it has to be with real proof and witnesses that are kosher to give testimony. Shalotomra, we don't want to say, Ho, Veimitsuyim Be Orios Hasusim, Berefes Habakar, Be Gidros Hatson, because maybe we'll say that in places, for instance, where horses are found in their stables and cattle in their pens, etc. That who's found there? Ela vanim veroim, servants and shepherds. If they go ahead and give testimony that the animals cause damage, we should listen to them. Or let's say a minor, a woman, gives testimony that a person hurt another person. Or they give testimony about other damages. We rely on them. And Davarkein, this is not the case. Okay. Rather, what we say is you're never liable for monetary damages until you actually have kosher witness testimony. Shar edios, so again, you have to have kosher edim that come to court and testify. That's the only way it works by any financial matter. Finally, al nahar. So an ox is, let's say, feeding at the edge of a river. And another ox is found dead near him. So even if that dead ox is gored, and the ox that's alive is a muad to gore, or let's say it's bitten and this ox is a muad for biting, we don't say for sure that the animal that dead came about through this shermuad. Even if it's a donkey that is known to bite, and other donkeys find that aside, we don't say that for sure one animal killed the other until we actually have witnesses to testify to that. That is Parak Ches, and we will continue with Parak Tes next time.